This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Today, we're going to talk about a great new product that is going to make your home safe. Well, I think it makes your home safer, cleaner. It gets rid of odor, and you really don't do anything for it, but it's all for the pet parents. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Dr. James Langer. He is the CEO and founder of Colorfill. Welcome, James. Can I call you James?
Yeah, that works great. Okay. I love it. And thank you so much. Glad to be here, Michelle.
I'm so happy to have you on. So I get excited about this kind of stuff because of where I live. So Colorfill is a really unique air filter, basically, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, our filters are unlike anything else you've ever seen or used. Unlike a regular filter that just removes particles like dust and dirt and stuff, our filter has our kind of secret sauce that takes it to the next level by removing odors from the air, odors and other hazardous chemicals from the air.
See, I live in South Florida, so air filters are a way of life all year long. Because it's summer here all year long with the occasional cold one. But we need to be on top of our, you know, changing filters and so forth. But even if you live in other climates, you still need to be on top of changing your air filters, because whether you're using your cooling system or your heating system, there's a lot of, especially with pets, there's a lot of dirt and dander and dust and hair and all kinds of stuff that are, you know, can wreak havoc on your ventilation system.
Yeah, absolutely. It matters a lot. And I think it's something that a lot of people take for granted. And the fact even that that air filters are needed in different ways throughout the year, summer and winter in particular, but then some areas like more northern climates might not need to rely on them as much in the spring and winter. And what we found is that a lot of products kind of try to be all things to all people, in a lot of ways, miss the mark. And so what we try to do with Colorfill is build a product that works in your home, in homes with pets, and will help you know how it's working throughout the year by changing color to let you know when it's working and when it needs to be replaced.
Okay, so Colorfill comes, it arrives as in a bright pink color. At first, before I read all the information, I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. It's a bright pink air filter. But it doesn't stay pink, and there's a reason for that. Can you explain to us how it works?
Yeah, so the pink is actually from the secret sauce that we originally built for NASA. Yes, NASA, the people who fly astronauts in space. So we can maybe get back to that. But that secret sauce was built for removing odors and toxic chemicals from the air. And one of the great things about it is it changes color as it's working. And so when it's fresh, it's going to be a bright magenta color. And then as it works, as it removes those chemicals and neutralizes and binds them from the air, those chemicals responsible for odors, then the coating changes from that pink to a more salmon color, to orange, to, you know, yellow. And then eventually, as it's picking up dust, will turn to kind of a yellow gray. And so, you know, unlike a regular filter that kind of just, you know, sort of turns gray over time and kind of asking questions about what shade of gray is gray enough, what we do is we actually help you see what the filter is doing at any given time and help you make an informed choice about your air quality.
Okay, so there's no difference as far as utilizing it than any other air filter. You're just placing it in the same as any other air filter that you've had before, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much that simple, though it's remarkable how many different sizes and ways that filters are used in homes throughout the country. But I know in the Southeast, where you're from, there's a lot of people who use filters the vent that returns the air to the air conditioner, and then other people will use them in that's directly attached to the air conditioning or furnace unit in their home, whether that's in the basement or garage or utility closet.
Obviously, in Florida, we don't have basements since we're at sea level, but in most homes, there's an air handler, which in normal houses, it's in the garage, in mine, and in some places, it's in your closet, above your closet in the attic, which is not the best place where you want that, especially when they have to replace your air conditioner, which I went through recently. And then the filters are usually in another location. I can change mine probably, I think it's every 2 to 3 months, usually 2 months in the summer. What is the replacement time for color fill?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it actually depends on the home. What we've seen from like all of our customers kind of combined is that on average, they're replacing the filters about every 6 or 7 weeks. So we're pretty close to the 2 months that you mentioned there. But then what's really interesting about it is since it's actually changing color in proportion to the actual use and the amount of, you know, kind of crud in your air, what you'll find is that maybe in the winter when humidity levels are lower and the system isn't working as hard, it's going to last longer. And then in the summer when odors pick up and, you know, humidity picks up and those odors start kind of coming out of the, sometimes literally coming out of the woodwork and coming out of carpet and, you know, depending on the way the home is built, then the filter is going to change color more quickly.
Thanks for explaining that. Let's talk about the smell. So interestingly enough, the place where I put my filters is right above where I have a litter box because we have 3 cats. We have, I think, 5 litter boxes. One cat doesn't always use it, which I don't understand, but I did notice a big difference in the smell. So color fill not only is getting rid of, you know, working for the dust, the dander, it tells you when it's time to replace, but it also helps with odors. Is that also your secret sauce working?
Yeah, exactly. And your situation, you're hardly alone there with, you know, with your cats and the story with the litter boxes and the odors associated with that is, you know, I think that that's an important thing for us is that, you know, we understand that like, you know, despite kind of our best efforts, you know, with pets, odors kind of come with the territory, whether, you know, it is a litter box or whether it's just a dog that was doing a little bit of foraging outside and took the odors back in with them or whatnot. And so I think it's really important for us in the design of our product. It was really important for us to have something that would actually capture and neutralize odors without covering them up with any scent or fragrance. Knowing that both people and pets can be sensitive to certain scents and fragrances, I think that was a really important piece for us. And so that's one of the things that we're really, you know, excited to be able to deliver for our customers is the ability to mitigate odors without creating a new issue by covering them up, you know, whether that's through candles or sprays or some other means.
Well, and I also like that there's things that your filters are free of. You don't have artificial fragrances. You don't have anything for toxicities like for cats or for birds that, you know, they might be more sensitive to anything airborne than some dogs, not all. And also no fiberglass, which is also a great plus because that's not used in, as far as I know, too many air filters these days, but some have it and it's not good.
Yeah, I think that what we did there is we really wanted to kind of put pets first when we thought about designing this product. And even as we think about things we're going to do in the future, it's, I think it's really important for us to put pets first when it comes to product design. And that's kind of where a lot of that came from. And so, you know, we're really committed to building a product that, you know, keeps in mind the safety of pets, and then not just the safety, but one of the things that's a little bit trickier to pin down, because you know pets can't necessarily talk to us, is understanding just the way that scents and fragrances and smells around the home might also impact their quality of life. And that's something kind of, you know, I like to think about how different would your world look if your sense of smell was 10,000 or 100,000 times stronger than it is right now? And for me, I think that it would, yes, it might just drive me crazy. And so that's where we're really keen on removing odors without covering them up, for sure.
And that's more of a big deal than you think. And even on things, I remember years ago, this relates so well, because certain scents and certain things that you do, I was using something for carpets that I won't mention the brand, but I don't even know if I remember the brand, but it was for pets, especially for pets. And it was, you know, supposedly got rid of the smells and dirt, whatever. This actually caused me to go to the vet. My dog's nose blew up. So talking about sensitivity, here's something that, this was something different though. This was using a fragrance or something else to mask the odor. I've never used anything like that again, because who wants to injure their pet? And then who wants to deal with having to take them to the vet and have them suffer? I don't think any dog or cat like says, yeah, let me go to the vet. I mean, they could speak. But yes, that's a good point though. If our noses, if we could even an inkling of the sensitivity of how they smell. We're going to take a quick break, and then I want to know about your award that you won from NASA. So we will be right back. Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to the CEO and founder, Dr. James Langer, the creator of ColorPhil. And I was just going to ask, tell us about the award. You won 5 Small Business Innovation Research Awards from NASA. I don't think there's many products out there that could say that.
Yeah, we're really honored to have the opportunity to work with a group out of the Johnson Space Center, and they're focused particularly on life support and research related to the life support systems on the space station and spacecraft and spacesuits. And we had the chance to work with them on building air filters to deal with issues that they had related to comfort and safety of astronauts during spacewalks, and also, you know, in kind of potential scenarios that could be pretty dicey up there on the space station.
That's fascinating. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I also like that the majority of your product is produced in America.
Yes, that's very important to us as well, is that, you know, we're really proud to do essentially all of the final manufacturing, all the final manufacturing and assembly is in the same town that we founded the company, in Champaign, Illinois. So if you don't know exactly where that is, you are not alone, but it is kind of in between Indianapolis and Chicago and St. Louis, in the middle of East Central Illinois. And I got my PhD at the university here in material science and engineering, building products very similar, building technology very similar to what we use in the current ColorFill product. And we're really excited to have, you know, this opportunity to actually build the product here. And then it was also important to us because things got so disrupted in, you know, 2020. Don't want to talk about that year too much. It was a tough one, but the whole supply chain got disrupted and it became very important for us to make sure that our product and supply chain was all in North America. And so we now have, you know, essentially all of the product and, you know, the materials that go into our product are produced in North America. And, you know, we're very proud to be able to have that Made in America stamp on the product.
Well, we're happy to hear that too. And I've actually have heard of Champaign, Illinois. Haven't been there. I do know it's cold. So I'll send you some heat.
We have relative to Florida, indeed. Yes.
Also, this is another thing I really love about ColorFill is that you give back. You donate 3% of every purchase to the Humane Society. So my last pooch, who unfortunately passed in 2020, another year, the reason I don't like that year, but he was from the Humane Society. So why did you decide to do this? And why, if you don't mind telling us, why the Humane Society?
Yeah. So, and just to clarify, in our case, it's actually like a local animal shelter, the Champaign County Humane Society. And I think that the big thing for us is, you know, why with them is that we very much wanted to have kind of a holistic approach in how we build our product, how we design our product, and then also how we marketed the product and what we're doing with the resources we have available. And so that was a big important piece to us to give back and to help out pets in need and help the people who are kind of on the front lines of caring for animals that might not otherwise get a chance. And so our, you know, local shelter, I would encourage people to get engaged in the way that they can actually, you know, wherever, whatever local shelters they have or rescues they might have in their community. But it's just a really a world-class operation. And, you know, we love partnering with them and knowing that they're putting that money to good use in terms of, you know, feeding and sheltering and, you know, providing medical care for, you know, animals that, you know, are oftentimes in pretty distressed situations and, you know, would otherwise really not get a chance.
I love that. Do you have any pets yourself? Any fur babes?
I do. I had a lovely cat and a couple of dogs growing up. And unfortunately, when I was about 18 years old, I realized I was allergic to my cat. And so I wish I could have more cats, but so far I haven't figured a way around that one. But I do have a lovely little Shih Tzu Bichon Frise mix. She's a 6 pounds little fluff ball that loves our family and we love her. And every time she can, she gets my sock somehow. So if we're not on top of it, her name is Meg. And she will take my socks and spread them to the winds. We'll find them all over the corners of the house. But she brings a lot of joy and a lot of spice to our life.
Glad to hear that. And that is a challenge with cats. I have some pet allergies, but there's all different variations of, you know, allergies. Mine is okay with as long as there's not. We have three. If I were to get, I think maybe one more I could handle, but we had 5 at one time, but 2 were outdoor because they were community cats. If we were to have, I think, 1 or 2 more in the house, I don't know if I could breathe, but there's all different, I know, levels of.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's never seen the inside of my house because dog and cats, and she is so allergic that she's just never seen even some family members that have pets. She's never gone in their house because she can't.
And air filters can help for sure with that. You know, the trouble for me is actually not so much the breathing as it is the surfaces that the cats touch. And so that's the big problem for me is, you know, I can usually go over to, you know, friends and family who have cats in their home. I just can't sit down on, if they have a couch where the cat lays down or something is usually the problem for me, or sitting down on the carpet or something. But otherwise, you know, if it was only airborne, I might be able to help just with the air filtration and better, you know, filters. But unfortunately, that's not in the cards at this point.
Totally understand. I'm allergic to a lot of other weird things too, like grass. How do you avoid that, right?
That's a tough one.
It is what it is. Take my antihistamine and fingers crossed. Okay. I love Colorfill. Before we get to where you could buy, I also love the fact, and we didn't mention this yet, that you can do custom sizes, because my AC filters are a weird size, but you can custom make the sizes, right? Easily.
Yes. Yes.
That is huge, because it can be a real pain in the you know what to try to find an air filters and good air filters when you have a weird size AC filter or heating filter.
Absolutely. And you wouldn't believe the number of different sizes that people use filter sizes across the country. There's like probably hundreds of different sizes that people use. And so what we do, as many sizes as we do have, I think currently on our website, we maybe have 35 different sizes available. But in addition to that, for those who are interested in trying Colorfill but can't find their size on our website, that's the great news, is that we do have the ability to actually like cut down the filters, made to order essentially as needed.
You know, you would think they would uniform it, standardize a few different sizes instead of, you have 35 on your website. Was mine one of them? Nope, but you custom set, so that was wonderful. It's one of these things that is perplexing.
It is. Doesn't all like make a whole lot of sense to me why it's not a little bit more standardized, but, there's nothing I can do except, do my best to add as many sizes available so we can meet that need.
But you can custom size.
And the custom, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's
big thing. So now that we've mentioned custom sizing, people are saying, okay, where can I buy it? So where can people buy Colorfill?
Yeah, currently the product is available. Most of our standard sizes are available on Amazon, but it'd be great if you check us out there or at our website at Colorfill. That's colorfill.com. And there we have a full range of sizes as well as the option to order custom sizes.
So James, and I'm going to call you by your official title, Dr. James Langer, thank you for creating Colorfill, because this is an amazing product. And thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and best of luck with your cats and your filter. And thanks again for the opportunity to be here.
I hope all of you enjoyed this show. Maybe it's because I live in South Florida, but air filters get me really excited, and I really loved using Colorfill. Even if you don't live in a place that is, warm, where you have ACs running all the time, for your heating vents, this works fabulous. So be sure to check out colorfill.com, and you can learn all about more about Colorfill and also where to purchase, and you can purchase directly from them. If you're exercising or what have you, you can go to the episode page for this show and get the link for Colorfill, and you can, just go right there and place your order. I want to thank my guest, Dr. James Langer, for coming on Best Bets for Pets. Thanks to my cat crew, Charlotte, Molly, and Dennis. And I want to dedicate this show to Nikki the dog, who unfortunately he passed away last week. This is my first show since he passed away. And this is ironic because air filters help with hair in the air and dander and so forth. And Nikki was a Havanese. He didn't even shed. So there you go. So rest in peace, Nikki. But my cats are still, keeping me on my toes. So thanks, cats. And of course, thanks to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate it so much. And thanks, of course, to the magical work of my producer, Mark Winter, for making me and my guests sound amazing. And hey, keep listening, because you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.